your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE Studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Always bringing some common sense to the studio once a month. We can count on that. Dr. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing super fantastic. Thanks for inquiring. Is things going good up at ESU in the Health and Human Performance Department?
Well, things are going great. And I was telling you before we went on the air, my football players are floating around. I think they can just feel it. Obviously, they're working hard, but everybody can kind of feel that I think this is going to really be our year. And I'm happy for Coach Higgins because he's just an amazing. I'm glad that that headline from last week's big win over Northwest kind of got a lot of regional, at least, attention and maybe even national. And we just talk a lot about some people just don't know how amazing he is at his job and his whole staff, you know. They give coaching a good name. Yeah.
I think a lot of the coaches up at ESU are in that same category. They do a lot with sometimes very little.
Yes, yeah, in terms of resources and, you know, they go out there to recruit. That is not an easy job at all because there's so much competition, and I get it, that's part of it. But, no, I like to see I have a ton of volleyball player majors,
yeah,
and they're starting
been doing
to
well.
Get some life breathed into them, yeah. And I'm like, we need to get our soccer girls a little back on track.
Yeah,
and
no
then
kidding.
I was talking with one of my colleagues at the game on Saturday, at the volleyball game on Saturday, and we were saying how it just ebbs and flows. You know, every team kind of has its ebbs and flows, and we don't tend to have all of them winning at the same time, and that'd be tough to do. But just love seeing those athletes. They work so hard. It's a job for them, but it's a job that most of them love and keeps them active, you know, which relates to our topic today. They are very, very active.
Well, before we plant the seed on today's topic, or maybe we can plant the seed, I guess, and talk about an event you have coming up with Healthier Lyon County in the not-too-distant future.
Far away. Yep. On Saturday, October 21st, from 9 to noon at the mall, is Health Fest. It's back. We did a smaller version of the event last year at the fairgrounds, but we are back to partnering with Healthier Lyon County and being sponsored again, like we have every year, by the community, the Emporia Community Foundation. And it's going to be amazing. So I want everybody to mark their calendars for Saturday, October 21st, 9 to noon. It's come and go. It's not like, oh, I got to go for that entire 3 hours. You come and go as you please. And going to be lots of prizes and some food samples and lots of different vendors, different health-related entities from around Emporia will be there. And it'll be a good Saturday morning.
Good event. Good to have it back.
Yes.
In full force.
Absolutely.
Coming up next month. All right. It is 8:29. Dr. Jennifer Thomas with us here. Always good to have Dr. Jen in monthly. Jen makes her appearance, and you want to talk about cardio. Cardio today.
I don't know if I wanted to, but a lot of people don't go, oh, yeah, cardio. And I put myself there. I always joke that, you know, we tell people do resistance training, you know, the weights, and then do your cardiovascular. And I definitely lean more towards the former for my workouts. I put a lot of focus there. But cardio is very important. There are a lot of health benefits to it that I think people forget. You know, most people know, oh, burns calories, and obviously that is a selling point, but there are so many other health benefits to it, and there are so many options that maybe, you know, weren't around. It seems like with each passing year, there's more and more options for cardio, which means there's more likely something that will appeal to everybody. And I know some people will laugh at that, but typically if you want to, you can find something that appeals to you that you know you'll enjoy.
So how is cardio defined, Dr. Jen?
Cardio is defined as doing a rhythmic activity that raises your heart rate to a point of where you'll burn the most fat and calories. It is essential to any exercise routine, can be very effective in helping people achieve their fitness goals. So
getting that heart rate up.
Getting that heart rate up is really, it annoys me, that definition that says rhythmic, because like some of us have no rhythm. Like we're not real gifted in the people hear rhythm and they're like, oh, I have to dance, you know, or keep steps, and you don't. But that really just means getting up off your back end, off your couch, and you know, getting some movement in some way. Now, if music can help you, you know,
yeah,
I talk to my students about that all the time, because a lot of them, that's just such a thing the last couple decades.
Earbuds, yeah.
Yes, they have the earbuds in, and a lot of, for a lot of them, that's a stress, kind of an emotional thing or a stress reliever. But, you know, music can really, good music can motivate people to want to go out and walk, run, spin, bike, whatever. So, yeah. Use it.
So let me ask you this. Do you have a lot of students with earbuds in class? I mean, is it earbuds out when they walk through that door?
It's out when they walk through the door.
Okay.
Yes. Gotcha. They. I'm blessed because most of mine are very, very respectful and polite. And they now, some of them, it is right as I'm like, okay, you guys, we're going to get started today. And, you know, and then they're pulling that out. But man, as soon as they leave, a lot of them goes back in. And, you know, a lot of them got to walk across campus. So they, it's the soundtrack to their life. You know, they just put their music in. But no, I'm very lucky. They're like, oh, got to listen to this lady talk here. So got to take notes.
All right. So benefits of cardio. What are the benefits of this upped heart rate and exercising the cardio way, Dr. Jen?
Well, got three really good handouts here. Do you know if these are posted yet?
Yep, they are. Yep.
Okay, great. And all of them address the one that we just read the definition off of. It has a real little thing, but I gave a big handout that says the benefits of cardio exercise, and those are just kind of the main ones all around. The other one says benefits of different types of cardio, and we can jump to that one in a minute. But this big one with the woman, and speaking of music, she has her little iPod or whatever attached to her arm. But those are the ones that I feel like people need to like post this up somewhere where they can see it, because it really could motivate them. Because like I said, it's so much more than just helping control weight. But the first one, it says, and all of my people who are making it a goal to avoid diabetes or control diabetes, they know this, but it helps maintain blood sugar. And then I like this handout because it gives you that main reason, and then it gives kind of the little explanation. It says our muscles use glucose during physical activity, which helps diabetic people, again, keep that, they need to keep that in control. So it can help with that. And then they do need to monitor, people who are diabetic need to monitor that and make you either type of diabetes, because with it, you have to make sure your blood sugar is not too high or too low.
Sure.
So, but it can help control that. It helps reduce stress because it says it can help you get rid of tension, make you feel relaxed. I will say that tends to be afterward.
Yeah,
and it could start to happen during, but, you know, and again, the thing with stress, people will say sometimes, well, it stresses me out, the idea of having to exercise or do cardio. Like, then you're not choosing the right kind for you. So you got to choose something where, again, there's something appealing about it and you look forward to it, and then it will start to become something that helps you reduce stress. This third one is a huge selling point to a lot of people, and that's that it helps facilitate sleeping. So it's going to help you sleep better. It says studies suggest that a workout at least 2 hours prior to going to sleep can help fight insomnia, and that's because it wears your body out, not just physically, but it also, when you do exercise, and this is either type, resistance or cardio, when you exercise, you tend to clear your mind. And so you're not laying there, you know, thinking of every little thing that's just now, you know, hitting you as you try to go to sleep. We've all been there. So it facilitates sleeping. And that, again, is going to be something that a lot of people are like, well, that alone,
that's
worth giving it a try.
Yeah.
So now the 2 hours thing, you don't want to do cardio too close to when you're going to try to go to bed, because it does tend to release endorphins and it kind of gets you, whoo, you know, and that can be hard for some people to immediately come down off of. So that's why they're saying 2 hours. It gives your body time to kind of come back down off of that high and relax before bed. The one at the bottom boosts the immune system. It says after cardio, our body naturally generates antibodies, and those serve as barriers for the immune system. So they're going to help your body find, that's very important this time of year, coming up on flu and everything.
Yep,
so
you bet.
Yeah. So that fact that it generates antibodies, again, that's a good thing to keep in mind if you need some motivation. aids memory. It says, believe it or not, it decreases the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. And I know I mention her a lot, but my wonderful colleague, Dr. Erin Blocker, you know, very involved with Alzheimer's prevention and awareness and everything. But that's literally why her LEAP program exists. They're trying to, there's many behaviors that can help, we now know can help fight off dementia and Alzheimer's, but any type of activity, any type of movement where people are up moving around, and the big thing is not sitting, but any type of movement they know helps the brain. So again, it's not all about the waistline. It's about other things as well.
Yeah, that's a lot of positives there from cardioing.
Yes. You know,
sleeping is big. Stress is big.
Yep.
Blood sugar. So, yeah, again, these handouts are on KVOE.com. Click on the community tab, and there'll be a drop-down menu, and click on Dr. Jen. And all of these handouts are on the Dr. Jen page at KVOE.com. So what kind of cardio, when we speak of cardio, could it be running?
Yes.
What are we looking at?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons. So, again, I really encourage people, go look at these, because we'll start with the one that's titled Cardio Guide for Beginners. It lists the different types of equipment, which that's great. And a lot of people, there are a lot of benefits to that with equipment. A lot of people, it helps them feel more stable and steady, because nobody of any age wants to fall. And so using equipment like that, it just feels a little safer for a lot of people. It's also done in a climate controlled environment typically. Yeah. So you're not fighting the elements like we often are with cardio that you try to do outside. So yeah, it lists a treadmill, which most people are familiar with that. It just allows you to walk kind of on a belt type thing. So a treadmill, an elliptical where you're standing, moving the foot pedals, moving your arms. Stairmaster, those have been around for a long time, where you're doing steps. And then an indoor cycle. And again, that's what many people think of. You can do that on your own, but those are also used for spin, which is a very higher intensity type of cycling. The row machine is becoming more popular. I feel like it has. I've had a lot of people asking about that, and I think it's because it's just a little different than the others, and it is like rowing a boat or a canoe. Yeah. You know, you got those oars if you're in a real one, but it has the arm thing on the row machine at the gym that kind of simulates that. And so it's just a little different, and it does work your arms. So it's cardio, but also kind of a little muscular work there as well. And then swimming. Swimming is good for your entire body, and it's low impact. So that is a huge, it's actually no impact, but so that's hugely appealing to a lot of people. So those are kind of your standard, again, equipment ones or gym. Quite a few gyms have the swimming. That tends to be what people think of, but I gave that third handout, the one that says benefits of different types, because it actually breaks down in exercise physiology, what we consider to be the types. Now, that first one, we call it HIIT for short, H-I-I-T, but it stands for high intensity, so you're working hard, high intensity interval training. And it's exactly what it sounds like. You do intervals of kind of all-out effort, so high intensity. And then I like this kind of infographic, because it gives the pluses of it, and it says kind of the benefits or the pros of that. It can be done in less time. It can be performed nearly anywhere, including at home, and it burns calories. It blasts calories.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Yeah, so high intensity, those types of classes are, you can again do it at home on your own, but those are offered a lot of times in, I know all of our local fitness facilities here in Emporia offer high intensity interval training classes, and again it typically just says HIIT classes. So that one, kind of the opposite of that is LISS. L-I-S-S stands for low intensity, steady state. And that is probably appealing to quite a few people.
I was going to say, you got me on LISS here.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely has some appeal to a lot of people out there. It's the easiest to do. And so this is a great starter if somebody is thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I've got a ways to go in terms of feeling comfortable with this, or for for my body adjusting. So this is a great way to start and kind of get your feet wet. But it is the easiest to do, very, very low risk of injury, but it also burns calories. You do just do that low intensity for a longer amount of time. And so walking is the classic example of this. And you go at the intensity that fits you, nice steady state, and you just go. So might require more time, but you're not having to go all out and woo, you know, you're not having to go all Rocky on anybody. So the low intensity, that has some appeal. The moderate intensity, moderate intensity, steady state. This is what probably a lot of us do. It's what we're used to. It's what we know. Helps improve our endurance. There's a wide variety of options, and it burns calories. And this kind of relates back a lot to the equipment we just talked about, like a treadmill or elliptical, where you sweat, but you go and you want to go at a pace that makes you sweat, but it's not all out the way that high intensity is. So moderate intensity, you're working hard, but you can typically, you're working at a intensity that you can maintain. So that's kind of your three big ones. I'll kind of work my way down that other side. I'm a big proponent, and when people ask me about mine, I always have to preface it with, this is just me. I do the fasting cardio because I do the intermittent fasting, which we've talked about on here before. So I don't eat breakfast till way late. I cut myself off in the late afternoon, don't break it till way late. And so I do my cardio when I have not eaten anything for at least 12 hours. So, and it says the pros to that, it's easy on your stomach, and there's a reason why. Well, let's go back to, doesn't matter how old you are, you've been told don't swim after you eat, right?
I've heard that.
Yes, yeah. And really it's the swimming thing is because they don't want you to drown, but it's any sort of exercise right after you eat, because your body is trying to work at digesting your food. And when you go to exercise, you're sending all your blood, you're telling everything to go outward, and your body gets confused and it gets uncomfortable very quickly. So,
well, we can just hold it right there.
Okay.
And, because for years, and maybe this is true, but if, like, after the big Thanksgiving meal, don't lay down, fall asleep, get out and go for a walk or something.
Yes.
Is that still recommended?
And a walk is definitely recommended. Walking, for sure. I think
talking about any medium intensity.
Yes,
kind of
where
stuff?
You're, like, pushing yourself to kind of get that intensity up. Yes,
gotcha.
So good clarification. I think it was Abe Lincoln who said something about perfect health is a good meal followed by a short walk. He said something like that. And I'm like, dang, he was in the know clear back then. But absolutely a nice stroll. Let's call that a stroll.
Yeah,
walk, absolutely.
Well,
but
way to drop some history on us.
I know. Look at me. I don't teach history. I'm not even claiming that. But yeah, just a little culture for you there. But yeah, it's when it's the whole, you know, jogging or fast walking, jogging,
gotcha,
where, yeah, your body is like, uh-oh, one thing at a time is basically what your body is trying to tell you there. So, but the fasting cardio, easy on the stomach, can be and should be done first thing in the morning, and it burns calories. And the big thing about fasting cardio is it burns your fat stores because you haven't eaten anything, so you don't have the whole going back to the glucose and all that. So your body goes to burning stored fat when it's in that fasting state. And if you're, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but there's quite a few of us that would like the fat that's being stored on our bodies to be burned and go away. And so that's the big benefit to the fasting cardio. Everybody's kind of different in terms of, I've heard people, I get lightheaded if I, you know, try to do too much on an empty stomach. Then absolutely, you need to be aware of that and not push yourself past your limits. So I can tell you that used to be me, and I adjusted. It took me a while doing the fasting and doing the exercise on an empty stomach, but I did adjust. So yeah, kind of mind your body and know what you can handle and go from there. After the fasted cardio, it mentions group classes, which I kind of made reference to. And again, lots of options here in Emporia at all the different fitness facilities. You just got to see who offers what, when, and and try it out, you know? And so that's a really good thing. The benefits there, it says the scheduling holds you accountable, and it kind of ties in with the second one. It's fun with a group of friends. Go into any exercise class and you'll hear, blip, 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 you know, a lot of gabbing and laughing, and they do tend to get to know each other. And so it becomes a social health thing as well. Absolutely. And so, but you know, if you don't show up, you've got your friends, your exercise friends. Where are you? Are you okay?
Loser.
Yeah, or that. Where are you? Get off your lazy. Yeah, get off your couch and get over here. So there is a huge accountability factor with group classes, and a lot of people say that's what works for me. I need that. You know, some people are opposite. I want to do my own thing. I don't want it to be social. Okay, fine. But for those that do, there's a lot of really good options. So the group classes, and then the active rest workout, it talks about it's performed between sets to shorten your workout time. So that's when you do cardio in between your resistance exercises. Okay. So you, and I know a lot of people that do that, again, because instead of that you have 2 to 3 minutes typically of rest in between your, you know, you just did a bicep curl, you got to rest. Now, I recommend do a lower body exercise, you know, while your upper body rests. But some people do all upper body one day, all lower body. So that is something that you can do instead of just sitting or walking around during that 2 to 3 minutes of rest time between your exercise. You jump on the treadmill, you jump on the elliptical, whatever, do jumping jacks, whatever. You're doing your cardio in between your resting time on your resistance. So.
Yeah, and they've got, of course, I think in play right now at the Emporia Rec Center is their Couch to 5K program.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
That is pretty amazing what they do there from people that have never even ran before.
Right.
That's, yep. In a few months, they're able to 5K it.
Yeah, make that transformation. And again, you kind of got that support from other people that are doing that. And you kind of compare notes. And no, that is a great, I love what they call it too. That's just, it's great, you know. And because some people, they call themselves that, and it's like, well, you don't, just because you've always been a certain way or done something a certain way, don't have to always be that.
That's
you don't
right.
always have to do that. You can always change.
All right. So are you a pumpkin spice person? Are you into this fall?
Yes and no.
Spice?
Not with my coffee. Not drinking it. I used to, and then I kind of got burned out on it. but in terms of like the smell, eating pumpkin things. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But I like to stick with my coffee, just normal.
Well, it's just all over the place. I mean, you can get pumpkin spice anything.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Pumpkin anything, spice Cheerios.
Yeah.
I saw those. I was like, okay. And I'm sure there's people that buy them.
Yeah. And do you have earbuds, Chuck?
I used to, but I don't now.
Do you lose them?
I will just say I permanently misplaced them.
Yeah. They're somewhere.
They're somewhere in the house. I just don't remember where I put them.
Does anyone else have difficulty sometimes keeping them in their ears?
Yes.
That's a very common thing, yes.
I mean, I see these youngsters, they're running and nodding their heads.
Oh,
And they have no problem with these. I can't pull that off.
Yeah. And I know they're, and for a while there, like what we've got right now, for a while there, the big, what were those called? Oh, it's slipping my mind, but people went on top your ears, you know. They were like a headphone set. And for a while, those were the thing. And you saw people walk. And now we're back to the whole, nope, just this little thing in my ear. And so it's kind of fascinating to watch the fads that come and go on that. But no, I'm the same way. I'm like, I cannot get those to stay in there. And I know they make all sorts of different kinds.
Yeah, you're working out, running, and
yeah,
have no problem. I'm impressed the way you pull that off.
Right.
I just can't adjust to
it's
that.
Like, is there something wrong with
my ears?
Right.
I don't know. Well, good topic once again, Dr. Jen. Always great to have you here. And if anyone has a topic you would like Dr. Jen to touch on, please let us know here.
Yes.
And we'll get that information to Jen, and we'll attack it.
Yes.
You know, next month. So we're looking forward to having you back in next month. And again, tell us about your Healthier Lyon County Health and Human Performance event.
Yep. Saturday, October 21st, 9 to noon at the mall. Come and go as you please. Lots of prizes, lots of samples, just all aspects of health, all dimensions, not just physical, but mental, emotional, everything. So it's for anybody who's like, what do we have in this town or in this county for health? You know, you can come and kind of find out what resources are available. And then my students, it's such good professional development for them because they can just interact with community members about, you know, nutrition and prevention of all sorts of different things. They're not doctors. They're trying to help people with their behaviors to avoid, you know, avoid the medical stuff. So it's they really, really enjoy that. They enjoy speaking and interacting with community members who are interested in and knowing more about all stuff health-related, especially preventative.
Dr. Jen, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, ESU, our monthly visit here at KVOE. It's 8:52.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday of every month at 5:20 p.m. for Flint Hills Legacies, brought to you by the Emporia Community Foundation. Our legacy can be like our mission or life purpose. However, when we pass, our legacy is a summary of who we are, how we'll be remembered, and perchance, what we leave to others for the future. What's your legacy? Here's some great stories.